Hello, it's the Fair Wizards. I am Alvin, aka Dr. Feel Average.
And I'm Mike, or Too Long Farts. And I just want to say that every single drink on this planet is better with a metric fuck ton of ice. I love lots of ice in all of my beverages.
Then you will love a little thing I like to call fast food drive-throughs. Because they fill the whole motherfucking cup up with ice.
I do.
Anyway, we are playing and reviewing every Nintendo 64 game, so you don't have to play them. This week, we are reviewing Mace: The Dark Ages. It's a fighting game, but that's all I know about it, other than how it plays.
Other than everything about it.
I do have one fact about it, but you tell us about the game because you know more.
It was October 1st, 1997, developed by Atari, published by Midway, but also kind of published by Atari because it only came out on the N64 and in arcade. And in the arcade, it was Atari. So it's the only game in the series. This is the only platform it's on other than the arcade platform. So this is it. This is the definitive one. This is the one you play.
It won one award. It was a Golden Bandage Award from Nintendo Power Magazine for one move by the character the Executioner, his axe hook attack, because it was a badass move. That's really it. It was just an award they gave to badass things that you could do in games. Nintendo Power Awards were actually really fucking awesome because they had like weird, like Nickelodeon People's Choice Awards type categories. So this game in 1997 won one of those awards.
That's pretty dope. I didn't know
Right.
those existed, but now I love them.
I didn't either because when I was looking up the game, I was just like, well, I wonder if it anybody. Like if it won anything, and because it was a fairly successful arcade cabinet, but I guess because I had never actually played in the arcade, but that's what history tells me, and I am a student of history. But let's get a little deeper into the reviews of this game. As always, we have a five category scale. It is gameplay, story, replay value, the aesthetics, and the cost of value. And we are going to start with gameplay, which is also what we always do. Because why change it? We're already like every episode's just perfect, spot on. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing. I gave the gameplay a 7 out of 20.
I gave it a 9 out of 20, 40% of our points awarded.
Now, I don't want to say that it was necessarily bad. I fault this one a lot on just kind of the awkwardness of the Nintendo 64 controller, which I do a lot. But this one, it has three basic attack moves, and then you have like an evade move. So you only need four buttons. And it would have been really cool if all those buttons had been mapped to like the yellow C buttons. That would have been great, but that's not what they did, so it made things a little bit wonky in that. The D-pad on the Nintendo 64 sucks, like anybody who has ever played the system knows. So you got to use the joystick, which this has the Mortal Kombat style move or Street Fighter style move, where it's like two directions and a button to do just about every special move. So the joystick is a little wonky too, but all in all, I mean, it doesn't play bad in that sense. I mean, everything works the way it's supposed to, but being an arcade port, it probably would have gained a little bit having like an actual like arcade stick or something a little bit more in depth. But There aren't many moves, which is a little bit disappointing because, like, playing this game, it kind of looks like it's going to be almost like a Soul Calibur game because all the characters have weapons, but it doesn't quite play like that. It plays more like Mortal Kombat 4, I guess. Like, down to even has fatalities and stuff, which I didn't really get into Mortal Kombat 4 because even though it was 3D, it didn't like let you really explore the space. Any movement like lateral was kind of just a you couldn't really control that. It's not like you could free run around in circles like some games let you do. I'm thinking like Tekken and stuff like that. So it tries a lot of ambitious concepts and it just doesn't quite do it as good as other similar games. That was my feeling on it.
Sure. And like you said, it's got that like deliberate gameplay pace of like Tekken. Like, it doesn't feel like anything's moving fast ever. It's you push the button and they kind of react to you. It's not that like it's not responsive, but a lot of the like animations are sluggish, I guess. Like they just don't, nothing seems to match the speed at which you mash on the buttons. You're always like a half second behind. Not that that matters because none of the combos are like fluid at all. And this game can be won with button mashing. Like eventually you will figure out that there's like three moves and then some button mashing and you can win a lot of shit that way. So which would also, I guess, bode well for the multiplayer because even though the game isn't great, at least both people are dealing with the same shit. So much like a bad sports game, if both people have to play a bad sports game, it could lead to some pretty even multiplayer action because there's no way that you're going to be too good at this game because somebody else will figure out that they can just poke you with a stick or keep you at distance with a fireball, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think what, and this is why I hate this style of like fighting game is that if jumping is an option, it doesn't let you push up and down on the joystick to move, in three dimensions, even though you're in a three-dimensional arena and whatnot. So it's frustrating because you don't know, like, if you're actually gonna jump, if you push up, or if you're gonna take like a sidestep, it's just really awkward. And the controls just bothered me because, like I said, I mean, at its core, it's a pretty simple combo-based fighting game. And it is combos. Like that's what you're looking for here. The special moves are all designed to set up combos. And all the characters are not created equal in that regard. Because some of them have some pretty devastating special moves that let you really kind of cheese it. And anything projectile, like I said, because you do have the evade button, but the projectiles are very tricky to get around when you can't, clearly sidestep when you want to be. So for me, that, like you said, it you can an expert at this game and somebody who's just cheesy button mashing and spamming one move are probably on equal footing most of the time. Like, I don't even know how to block. I'm assuming pushing back was supposed to block, but I couldn't tell if I was actually blocking half the time because sometimes I would just take damage and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm getting hurt by this. Nothing I can do about it.
I did a lot of holding the right bumper and then doing the up and down because that seemed to do more like evade-y type things.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't really touch the bumper as much because the Z button would do the actual evade move.
Yes.
So.
This is another one of those games where I early in my place. So after we recorded last week saying I always put in the next game and yeah, like I'll just do a quick like 15 minute and I was frustrated that I didn't know what I was doing, so I got, downloaded a PDF of the thing. And the instruction manual was not incredibly helpful. So then I was still just kind of slamming on buttons. But there's like a practice mode thing, which also is not incredibly helpful. But yes, right bumper for some sort of dodging was a thing.
Ah, the Game Facts review is or guide is still up if you really needed to know all the moves and fatalities and whatnot. So thank goodness anything on the internet never dies because I went back to that well a lot. Because if a game has fatalities, I'm gonna do all the fatalities at least once. So, and every
The only
character's
oh,
got one.
also the only other discerning thing about this game is that, like you said, it's you want it to be like a Soul Calibur thing, but there isn't like ring outs or like Tekken ring outs. It has hazards around the arena, so there's like lava and spikes and shit all over the place that do various amounts of damage. So that's kind of fun in the regard that you can force the opponent to the edge and then keep them in the lava or whatever. So that's a thing. I would feel remiss if I didn't mention that they bothered to animate things outside of the arenas.
Yeah, 'cause you're right. It has like Soul Calibur style arenas, but it also, yeah, the ring out, it's like a DOA style. I think DOA
Yeah,
was the game
yes.
I'm thinking of that does that. So, yeah, ring out's not instant death and there are changes in elevation, but just with the general like difficulty moving around, I felt that the elevation changes were exceptionally irritating. Because I'll tell you what, the AI, if you were lower than the AI, they're like, oh, you're dead. And they would just like spam the shit out of projectiles at you.
And sometimes it wasn't like a big elevation change. Like there's the one like
No.
dojo kind of thing where it's like a foot.
Right.
Like you
They're
just like step
never.
up.
Yeah, they're never huge elevation changes. It's just the elevation that puts your head right at projectile level. That's so having the high ground definitely is an advantage in that sense. So, but it's weird because this game incorporates so many elements of so many other really good fighting games, and it just doesn't quite focus and master any of it. Like this game has very little identity in terms of what it does that's unique, but at least in terms of the gameplay side of it. You know what it reminded me of? Because part of it's just all the characters are all like different warriors from different medieval ages and stuff like that is the Deadliest Warrior games.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if this game had instant kills and stuff like that, that would be awesome. I would actually probably enjoy this game quite a bit.
Oh, like what was the sword fighting game on PlayStation that had
Bushido
like,
Blade.
yeah, that had one hit kills?
Yeah, Bushido Blade's what you're thinking of. But Deadliest Warrior had that too. Deadliest Warrior games are pretty much the spiritual successor to Bushido Blade, which got a bad sequel and hasn't really been brought back. Oh, well, you know what? I can't remember the Nidhogg. Nidhogg is, I guess, our new Bushido Blade. Not quite as advanced, but it's like a rock, paper, scissor, like 8-bit looking thing. If you've not played Nidhogg, that's a fun little indie game. I recommend it. And Nidhogg 2.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's especially good multiplayer. That's a good party game. All right. I think we said enough about the gameplay. I don't really have anything specific to say, so I had a lot to say because it's just hard to kind of explain it. So it's a weapons-based Mortal Kombat 4 with less moves than Mortal Kombat 4. Although, you know, thinking back, Mortal Kombat 4 was actually kind of lacking in some of the moves too compared to some of the other Mortal Kombats, like the pure side scrollers. But
Are you done now?
yeah, I'm done.
I like when you're like on the brink, when you want to move on, but you're like, you know what? I'm still a little irritated. So here's one more thing that makes me a little upset.
I had a lot to say about a game I gave a 7 on, but so it's below average, and it's just like I said, because everything wasn't very responsive.
Yes.
But we'll go on. We'll move on to the story. The story I gave a 13 out of 20.
I gave it a 15 out of 20, 70%. The story is awesome.
Yeah, basically, I mean, It's presented to you all pretty much in text, but it's warriors from seven nations decide to go fight hell because they're afraid hell's going to fight them in a
See, you did the
nutshell.
cliff notes, but I have the not cliff notes if you want to go at it.
I don't think we need to read the whole story out on this
Oh, but
one.
it's so
Oh,
good. I like
fine,
it when
read
it's
the fine, do
a
it.
good one.
Okay, do it.
We're gonna do so many bad games with zero stories that we need to celebrate the games with the outrageous anime bullshit that you
All
crave.
right, do it,
All
do
right,
it,
I'm
do
doing it.
it.
All right, so Europe, 1300 AD, folks. For
That's a
centuries,
fake. That's a fake year.
yeah, they're fake here. For centuries, darkness has shrouded the earth, with many humans succumbing to unchecked pestilence and war. A few kingdoms have become powerful, like Alvin said, and comprise the Covenant of the Seven. They align themselves with Asmodeus, a practitioner of the dark arts who wields the Mace of Tanis, which grants the user immortality and crazy amounts of power. Asmodeus and the Mace feed off disease and despair and pestilence, which is why the kingdom's people suffer, while the seven of the covenant grow stronger. All of the seven are in Europe, and then when they start to run out of bodies to fuel the Asmodeus hunger that he needs with the pestilence and the badness, he starts to move east, kind of like Diablo. And then he leads. This leads to the battle with seven each trying to get the mace from him before he leaves the land because they all crave the power. And then the leaders of the east trying to destroy him before he comes and destroys all of East Asia, whatever you want to call it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. That's the thing.
So it's Soul Calibur.
It is sort of Soul Calibur
It's
with
Soul
Diablo.
Calibur, but it's a mace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every character has their own like little bio, and they have like a story if you win and a story if you lose, which is actually kind of cool. They gave you like a separate story if you lose the tournament. Type. Well, it's not really even a tournament. You just fight people in sequence. But yeah, you get a little text bio like Mortal Kombat style. And that's how it's all presented to you. And like all that stuff that you read was all, like I said, part of the text that they give you. So,
Yes.
I mean, it's like I said, it has a good I guess a good variety of characters. So that was kind of cool. They all kind of have their own, well, they kind of have their own style. You kind of play them the same either way, but they have their different like moves and weapons and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a lot of anime bullshit.
My other little thing was I liked so when you line up pregame, when you're in the trenches, you pick your character and you're going to fight the next guy. It does the little thing where there's like a face on one side and a face on the other side in the picture, and they each have like a little saying, kind of like the old like King of Fighters or like those kind of games. But this game, it like Limp Bizkit's it, where it is it does. They just say something fucking stupid and ridiculous. Like sometimes it's really normal, like I'll defeat you, blah blah blah. But then all of a sudden, there's like they just slide something in there. So like Ragnar, the Viking guy, one of his little like pre-fight things is I drive a fjord instead of a Ford, because it's a fjord,
Okay. He
and he
drive
also has.
he
He drives
drives
a
it.
fjord. Yeah.
He drives a chain of islands.
He does.
All right.
Another one is like that he does is like that I caught was it was just says thanks for selecting me. Like
Oh.
arcade style. So it's just stupid things. And then the guy that's on the cover of the game, Lord Deimos or whatever, like he looks like he's more prominent in the game. Like maybe he's the bad guy, but he's just a selectable character with a big like
Yeah.
flaming sword kind of guy. He's got one where it just like they just like play with how evil he looks. He's got one where it says, "I'm so evil, I don't rewind VHS tapes."
Oh, that's so arcadey, like 90s style. I like
And
it.
he's got another one that says, "I like to play with kittens."
See, I guess I didn't read them because I don't know. I just kind of saw it there and I was like, whatever. I just wanted to get to playing. Usually because I was frustrated because I lost. So, but that's funny. I guess I should have paid more attention to
You were
that.
missing out.
That
Missing
guy.
out.
The guy on the cover, that Lord Deimos guy, has one of the better fatalities too,
Yeah,
because
he just like stabs you and then like holds you like a flag.
he like stabs you through the taint, and then he lifts you up like a shish kebab, and that's his fatality. And it's like, oh damn, okay. All the fatalities are pretty good, even though they all got one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some.
Like the extra stuff that they add into this game, like it didn't make the story better because it, like you said, it's just the thing. But it's just so ridiculous that they went that far to then have a game where they don't take themselves seriously, I guess. Like even with all of the stories, like you said, they built a good and a bad ending for everybody, and then some of the characters' plots overlap. Like the Valkyrie chick and the
The chicken.
no, not the chicken, not Pollo. The Valkyrie chick and the fucking hell. The other like knight looking guy. Apparently they're like brother and sister, but they don't know it because he tried to sacrifice her to Asmodeus without her knowing her lineage or something, so like their storylines overlap, but like that's all like covered up with these like stupid like fight taglines and stuff. Like you don't even get into any of that unless you played through the game with both of them and remembered the previous story from the other character. So.
I think it's a combination of the writers wanted to have a serious story, but then the game developers were also like, but it's an arcade game, so let's have fun. That's how
Yeah,
it
that
felt.
sounds like exactly where we ended up. So.
So we gave that one what was the score between us? Did we do that on the last one too?
It was the 70%.
70% on the story. Okay. Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the rest of the review in a moment. And we're back. Next category is the replay value. I gave the replay value a 7 out of 20.
I gave it an 8 out of 20, 37.5%.
You can play the game. You can play the game against somebody else, or you can practice. That's it. Those are your modes. So, have fun. I mean that's really all it is. So I mean it is a fighting game, so you get some mileage out of that, but short of playing through all the characters to get the story of each one, there's not a lot of incentive to keep going back over and over again. So any life you're going to get out of this one probably going to come out of your multiplayer experience.
All right, so on to aesthetics.
I really don't know what to say, so I have no problem moving on. I mean, there are cheat codes and whatnot. If you a little hint here, if you are worried about running out of continues, if you're gonna lose, just push start on the second controller and just beat the non-person you're playing against, and you get to start the fight over without using a continue, because second player has to kind of jump into the fight like an arcade game. So just a little hint, you have infinite continues if you have a second controller, which I used a few times.
Pro player move right there.
Right.
Professional podcast, professional video game player.
Yep, I'm all about that esports life.
Like you said, yeah, it's got the same progression as any fighting game. Kill the guys in order, stick their head on a stake, kill the boss, do it with another character, do it to your friends, stick their head on a stake. Whatever, whatever. So it's not
Yep.
a lot of variety. But there are lots of unlockable characters in this one. There's Ned the Janitor and Gar Gunderson, which is an enormous war mech made out of barrels and shit. Like it looks like what a war mech would look like in the 1300s, steampunk style, I guess. Those are kind of fun. There's Pollo, who's a chicken. Who's actually a fatality of another character, Talia or Taria, one of those two things. She turns people into a chicken, and then you can be the chicken. And then the chicken's fatality is he picks you up and he flies. And that's it.
Yep.
You'll never die in the chicken fatality, but you go somewhere. You can also fight on a mini golf course. That's another button combo code thing.
Nice.
So
I
if you
didn't
want to
actually do that.
fight on a mini golf course with varying heights of mini golf holes, I guess that's there for you. You can fight with bunny slippers and stuff too. There's a lot. It's the midway formula of punch a couple, like you get the three pictures thing, punch them in, get a code, do the thing, laugh about it with your friends, then realize that you're not going to play this game much more. Though I did tell Elvin pregame here that I feel like I would make people play this game because of its like absurdity at times and because of its personality, not necessarily because it's a great game. Because you can get away with a fighting game being just an okay fighting game if there's lots of fun things to do in it. And this has a few fun things.
Yeah, I mean, from a tone perspective, there wasn't it was a bit inconsistent and wacky, but yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a fighting game. It's a serviceable fighting game, and you don't necessarily have to be good at the fighting game to make it fun. In fact, it's probably more fun putting two bad players against each other than it is to take two people who know all the moves. So there, that's a little bit more. We'll pad that replay value score out. And then we'll move on to the strong point of this game, which is the aesthetics. I gave this game a 16 out of 20.
I give it a 14 out of 20, so 75%.
All in all, I mean, like I said, all the characters are fairly unique. They're modeled well. I mean, they look better than the like the early Virtua Fighter characters do, so that's a plus in my book. The levels are they're not super complex, but they're unique levels. You can tell the difference between the like arenas you're fighting in. The animations, it's motion captured. When it ran at the arcade, it used a pretty powerful graphics processor. I mean, here it's using the Nintendo 64 stuff, but it's not wildly off through the Nintendo 64. The music is garbage. I don't even want to really have anything to say about the music. There's a couple little voiceover things where they'll say the names of characters and whatnot, but all in all, it very much, I guess it really you can tell that this is an arcade port. But it's one of the better ones. It actually ran on, I think, the same engine as San Francisco Rush, I believe, was the engine it used. So figure that one out. Another racing game became a non-racing game. But yeah, that's what I can say about the aesthetics.
Can you sort of you gave it a pretty high score and then you poo-pooed on it a lot there.
How so?
Well, you said you didn't like the music and that
Well, the
the
music
animations
sucked.
were just okay and that you didn't like the voices. Like they did voice acting during the game. Like each character had its own, like, I guess not voice, but they at least recorded voices for each of their like move lists and stuff too. They each had their own grunts. They weren't recycled grunts for female and male characters. And they said some stuff during the fight. You could do a special move and get them to say like the name of it, Street Fighter style.
Sure.
But like you said, this game looks pretty fucking good for an N64 game, and it's a like a well ported arcade game. Like it didn't
Right.
look bad at all. Like it was, I thought this was good for 1997, in fact, especially compared to some of the things that we've played. And you
Yeah.
said the animations were lifelike, so that's cool.
Yeah, like I said, it has a little bit of slowdown and whatnot, but generally speaking, it took the arcade port pretty well, better than Cruisin' USA did. So that's a low bar to clear, but it definitely did better than that. So I don't, like I said, it really just looks good in terms of the characters and whatnot. And like I said, it's fairly unique in terms of the models and whatnot. So I don't have much complaints other than, like I said, the sound and music and stuff like that's pretty dull and uninspiring, but it's an arcade game, so they don't have to necessarily enthral you with it. They just have to have some noise being made while you dump quarters into it.
I did not hate the music like you did. It made me feel like it was, I mean, yeah, it's the standard like arcade style techno garbage rock stuff, but a lot of the songs like made me think about that like one meme with the kid sitting at the computer where he looks at you and gives you a thumbs up and shakes his head with like a mullet. Like that felt like the guy who really likes this music. Like the guy who wore a lot of like No Fear stuff in the 90s and had a skateboard but couldn't ride it. So it like made me, I don't know. I liked it because once again, it was like the game was period like a parody of itself, I guess. Like the music wasn't special, but it was almost so comically not good that they knew what they were doing with it.
Sure.
I don't think
I mean,
maybe you didn't have it at max volume like
I didn't add any points for the music because I don't think it was worth mentioning, but I guess if that's your thing.
Here we are.
Yep.
You draw everybody play this game and draw your own conclusions about how this music makes you feel and send us a message on Anchor like you do so frequently.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this game here, like, you know what I will give it a definite compliment on is that the fatalities are creative in that sense. They're not all super gory, but the ones that are kind of like they kind of go from like weird and absurd to like just incredibly violent. Like one of them, like the guy just literally cuts all the limbs off, then cuts the head off, and then cuts the person in half. And one of them, my favorite one, the ninja lady just like stabs the person like 1,000 times. Like she stabs them a bunch of the front, then they keel over, she stabs them in the back a bunch more times. But then there's also one where they make you shrink and then put you in a bottle. And then there's one where they turn you into a chicken, like you mentioned. So it gets, yeah, I mean, this game has a weird sense of humor and sense of style, but yeah, I guess our point of contention is on the music. You like the arcade background noise, and I am like, I don't care about it. Like, it's not that I hate it, I just don't care. That's my thought.
See, it's not that I like think that it's like a major selling point of this game either. There was just something, maybe I just got the song, like the song I was listening to in the game came, at the right time with the, like, I just read one of those, really stupid taglines, and then you're fighting and this dumb song comes on and you're like, you know what, I'm feeling this now. Like, this is what I'm playing. It's like, I don't know, like NBA Jam, the fighting game or something, where there's just enough like not taking the game itself seriously. I don't know. It was just good. It was good stuff. I had a good moment.
All right. Well, that's about as good as the moments are going to get for this game. So we can move on to the final category, which is the cost of value. Gosh, what was it? I just looked at the price starting on it too. It was around $12, I think, 12.50, something in that range. Is that about what it was for you?
I had
Okay.
1225 when
So
I
yeah,
looked
it's
at it.
about that. And I checked on eBay and they're still in that range, like 10, 11 bucks, what they're on eBay at the moment. So it's not an expensive game to get. I mean, at the time, it was one of the only fighting games to choose from on Nintendo 64. So, there's definitely was a value to it at the time. And like I said, it was a very successful arcade cabinet, at least commercially. So I gave it what did I give it? I gave it an 8 out of 20 for that price.
I gave it a 7 out of 20, so 37.5%.
I mean, there are better fighting games on the system. There probably aren't cheaper fighting games on the system, but this is the, or I should say, cheaper good fighting games on the system. I'm sure there's some bad ones out there that I just don't even know about. But I kind of lost what I was going to say about that then. I don't know. It's cheaper than Mortal Kombat by a lot, and this is the only place you can get it.
Yes. Yeah, it's like half the price. It's like, I was just making sure. It's like half the price. Both MK Trilogy and Mortal Kombat 4 are both somewhere between $25 and $30 right now. So those are expensive fighting games. The one game that I do like that is cheaper than this is BioFreaks, is like a $10 game.
Oh,
And I always had a thing for
I forgot all
BioFreaks.
about BioFreaks. Now that you mention it, this game is a bit reminiscent of that game too, so okay. Yeah. I guess if you had to flip a coin between this and BioFreaks, I'd probably choose BioFreaks, but for the novelty of it, you can get BioFreaks, I think, on other systems. Whereas this was
Yes.
purely Nintendo 64. They did have plans for a PlayStation port at one point that never occurred. And as far as I know, there was never a sequel. So this is one and done.
Correct. I would guess that 13-year-old me would choose BioFreaks, but now looking back, I don't know. I guess we haven't played it yet, so I don't know if it's going to be as good as I remember. I hope it is, because I remember really liking BioFreaks. And that's less than 10 bucks. So if my notoriously unreliable memory holds true, BioFreaks' score will beat this one handily.
How much have you priced out Fighter's Destiny lately?
No, but that's great. And I really like that game too. But that's more expensive. I think that that's a
Oh.
$15 game, 15 to 20.
All right.
And then the second one is even more expensive. Yeah, that's a 20
Oh, I
plus
didn't
dollar
even know there
game.
was a second one.
Oh, absolutely. Two Fighters Destiny games.
I think Fighter's Destiny is the only real like fighting game that I played for Nintendo 64, and that was just because you owned it. That's one game that we did actually play together.
Yes, because making the ridiculous moves on Fighter's Destiny where you could create your own character and then create your
Oh,
own
that was so
moves.
much
Like
fun.
you could like make a move by just moving their foot up and down.
Create a Move was so good on Fighter's Destiny. That was fun as shit. I remember that.
Queue up the fighting game.
Good stuff.
Ugh. But
No,
that's not this game.
can't make your own moves in this game.
Can't make your own anything except your own destiny to hold the
The
mace.
mace. And the mace had the power of something like, it was like Necro something power, and it gives you like the power of eternal life. And I'm like, I don't know, that sounds like necromancer propaganda. Like, no, you live forever, and they just bring you back as like a weird zombie thing.
Which was on the game. There was a like a zombie as one of
Yeah, he
the
was
secret
actually
characters.
I well, unless you know what, maybe it just comes automatically unlocked, but the Nintendo 64 had two characters that were hidden characters on the arcade. Yeah, and I thought
Yep.
one of them was the zombie guy.
Yes. Yeah, I guess I
Anyway.
say secret, meaning that like special to this point, you know, whatever. But his fatality was stupid too. We also didn't talk about the dumb noise that they make when you do fatalities. I know this is now aesthetics again,
Yeah.
we're backtracking here. But did you like turn the when you did it like it was like a, I don't know, like a My Little Pony glitter shine kind of thing? It was like ring. And his zombie thing was, I don't even know how to explain it because it's such a terrible animation, but he like it looks like he's jumping inside of his opponent's
Yeah.
body, but he really just kind of like jumped and then kind of like I don't know, like disappeared and then reappeared or like evaporated or something, and all of a sudden he's just like and he like blows up out of the other body and then their
See,
body's gone, but it doesn't explain why a zombie does
it's
that.
weird. Well, he's like some sort of undead warrior looking for his soul. So he looks kind of like a skeleton, but it's weird because I guess I didn't notice the noise, but his specific fatality, it all depends on which character you're fighting against, how it looks. Because if you're on one of the big characters, like you can clearly see him like occupying the same space as your character.
Yeah.
Like the characters that are about his size, it works a little better for some reason. But yeah, the big characters you can see like through and like, oh, there he is. And then yeah, he just you explode and then he's left standing there. It's like ta-da.
This fucking game,
Yeah.
dude. Like I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna have another one like this. So even though we gave it a middle of the range score, like this game has some
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, I think it's worth the novelty, and if you're a fighting game fan, this one's worth checking out. I mean, the price is good. If you can get it cheaper, that's even better. Yeah, what did we give it? What are the total scores on this one? Tally them up.
I gave this one a 53. You gave it a 51. So we gave it a 52. Easy
Yep,
math, big math.
52. So, I mean, that's a middle of the road score, but it's trending towards the higher side from a lot of the games we've played. So we'll say it's in the top 50% thus far. And also in the top 50% of total
It's it.
points, but
Yes. It's not
no.
bad. And a lot of the games that are not bad are going to end up being good, like you said. So relish these not badnesses and buy these games in bundles or where you find them at garage sales because you're going to play them and you probably won't hate it.
I'd be curious. I wonder if there's anybody who is like good at this game, like, 'cause there's not really any sort. I guess there is kind of a leaderboard thing at the end, but I don't know. I didn't look at how it keeps track of scores and whatnot. So I'm wondering how they did that in the
Well,
arcade.
there is speed runs on it. The speed run time, I forgot to write the guy's name down, but it's sub 20 minutes. But there's a lot of just waiting around
Yeah.
too. So
Yeah, there's a lot of in between the matches. But the matches can take a little bit long too, depending on AI reactions and stuff like that. Well, if somebody did it in 20 minutes, I guess, technically you could probably get good at the game, but there's probably a way that they just find a character that can really cheese it and just capitalize on a single move or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the one I watched, I think, was Rygar double axe jumping, like the distance axe
Oh,
jump
sure.
thing from distance. And then when they came in, they just kind of like did a couple punches, backed up, and then axe jumped in. Kind of like Monster Rancher style, where you keep your distance, if they only have close moves, and then you just pop them and then run back out. But it was a big damage move too,
I
so.
think I had the most luck not creating distance. Like I was basically, if I could stay close, I could win most fights. But any character that for some reason would keep distance from me, I started to get like picked off by their projectiles or their long range attacks and whatnot. So for me, my strategy with every character was get as close as possible and then start mashing buttons and combos.
Attaboy.
Well, I don't know. I wish I had more to say about that, but
It's just a
I could
fighting game, dude.
probably spend more time with it and maybe get more practice on it and whatnot, but I don't feel obligated to. I've seen everything the game has to offer, so now it's just a matter of getting good, and I don't know if I have it in me to get good at this one. Not when we've played some really good games thus far. I'd rather go back to that. I'd rather play Showtime again.
Yeah.
Let's go back and play Showtime again. Like, if you tell me we have to play Mace, I'm gonna leave. If I know you have Showtime.
If we play basketball, yeah. I am gonna tell you that. But first, you're gonna tell me what the next game is.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'll have to go into the jar of doom and pull one out. And I'm messing this up here. Okay, it is number 168. And 168 is WCW Nitro.
My curiosity is killing me just like a cat would be killed by the curiosity, yeah.
So we get another wrestling game. That's exciting.
Of which there are plenty.
You are going to get to hear your Hulk Hogan song soon enough.
I actually completely forgot about that. Because Hulk Hogan, was he in the WCW at this time, though? I don't know the timeline. I know he bounced
Oh
back and
no,
forth.
Nitro. No, I guess he wouldn't be, would he? Because I remember this one.
Well, he might be because that might have been the same time as like the Wolf Pack and the first time the NWO showed up too.
Oh,
I don't know.
maybe.
I don't know because I
I
don't know.
remember WCW Nitro now that I'm thinking of it, because this one had Sting on the cover with lots of flames.
Oh, that's not the game I was thinking of. I mean, I guess I don't know what game I was thinking of, but when I hear Nitro, it makes me think of like Dean Malenko and Lex Luger and Rey Mysterio
See,
WCW.
I think I had this one on PlayStation. I know I didn't play it on 64, but
Yeah.
I know I had it on PlayStation. And this one, like the move the Frankensteiner is in it, and every time you do the Frankensteiner, the announcers say, "The Frankensteiner!" And it's whenever I think of wrestling games, the Frankensteiner is the one move that I think of because of that. So.
And see, now you're making me think of the Steiner recliner, the two person Steiner brothers move.
Well, you're thinking of something different.
I like, no, but now that I'm just, God damn it, just let me reminisce about the stuff that I like. But yes, I think you are correct. This one definitely had the more I think it's like the one that had the more fighting game style controls, like where you had to do like a couple button pushes to
Yep.
do a move. like down up A does a move and left right B does a
Yep,
move or
this one I
whatever.
think was a lot like Warzone, like the WWE game Warzone in that way. So it's not the wrestling games that I like, but it's probably one that I've actually played more of because I had it. Because I didn't actually own any of the wrestling games because I didn't own the 64 that was in my house. So if I played it, I played it with you.
I also do not think I own this one. My mom bought us, we had WCW NWO World Tour, and then the second one we got was, I think that was Warzone, the one with the relate where the hands kind of look like ping pong paddles. Like everybody had really flat
I don't
hands, and
know.
the animations were very weird. But I played the shit out of it because when somebody spends $70 on a video game and it's your mother, you play it.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm excited to play a wrestling game one way or another because wrestling games are fun. Even bad wrestling games are usually fun. So even if it's bad, it'll be
Yes.
fun. Okay, well, I guess that means we get to move on to the next part of this, which is Power Trip. And Power Trip this week is you by a couple points.
I deserve it.
You do.
I earned this power trip.
You're getting more Power Trips this year or this season than last season. Last season, I was rating everything too high. This season, you like the music of Mace.
And the story of battle tanks and
Hold on.
the
Did you give a higher story?
Christ, I don't even
I thought
know.
I got higher score on Battle Tank because I love that story. That's my favorite story in all games.
Well, I actually can't look.
Right.
This game marked, well, no, because this game marked the first page in my second notebook of notes for reviews. So I can't just flutter back through the pages real fast to make that annoying noise and check the things we did because it's in the other room now. I have a
You
new
just
notebook with new numbers.
you're not recording with all your stuff like you always say you are. I don't know.
No, I used up all the
Shame.
pages. I don't need two notebooks in here at the same time and make
Shame.
double the noise.
I have seven reviews on this one page because all I do is
I'm
write the numbers down. Sometimes I don't even write the name.
formulaic.
I just write the letter so I can kind of tell and then vaguely remember what I wrote with last time so I know if it's the current one. It's good stuff. Professional podcaster.
Have two pages. I have one page with the first two categories before the commercial break, and then one page after because I need to be organized. And then I have the back of the first page where I draw faces and things while we're talking.
Oh, you're doodling? Doodling when we're trying to
I
play?
do doodle on occasion. Yeah, but it keeps me focused. Keeps me from clicking my pen.
Well, I'll be damned. I guess sponsor this week is gonna be oh, I don't know. I didn't
Go fire up the
the
sponsor
sponsor
engine.
engine. Randomly generated
Yeah.
sponsors.
No, out of the enormous pool of
Oh,
people
who are just
just
giving
wailing
us
money at us.
money. This episode is Power Trip is brought to you by Faygo Moon Mist, the soda, because they knew you were gonna win and they're like, well, this guy likes his soda pop. And he probably also really likes Insane Clown Posse. So we're going to give him all the money. And then they did. And then they murdered teenagers in a field to celebrate getting the sponsorship through, since nobody wants to be associated with Juggalos and Fagos.
I was gonna say they're like 50% right because I really do like soda pop.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to come out as a juggalo and we were going to have to change the theme of this podcast to an intervention.
We probably by the end it may still be an intervention, but it may just be like for my binging and purging eating disorder or
There you
something.
go. But no, it's
But definitely not Juggalo and face
right.
paint.
But it's specifically Moon Mist. Don't buy the rest of the Faygo sodas. Just buy Moon Mist because it's the Mountain Dew of Faygo. So that's like extra extreme. That's it.
Moon
That's Moon
Mist.
Mist. Yep. All right.
I have never had
Oh,
it, but
what?
I have heard a lot about it. So yeah, never. I don't think I've ever had any flavor of Faygo ever. I've seen the stupid flavors and considered them. Like the Dollar Tree near me had candy apple one
Do
time.
you not live near a Quick Trip?
I don't drink discount soda
Oh,
on the regular.
bougie motherfucker. All right, let's give you a countdown for your power trip since you're so fancy. Are you ready?
Yeah, I want to fight about soda, but I'd rather do the
Well,
power
you can
trips.
make your power trip about it, but I'll count you down here in a second. We'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All your nostalgia is flawed. I don't care about the things you think you liked. If they were good, I would have liked them. Elvin told me that one time. Clearly, Canadian is not worth $3 a bottle. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was not a good TV show. No one gives a fuck about Dunkaroos, and no one cares how you ruined your grandma's computer with LimeWire. All the good things are still good. The things that you like suck, and that's why nobody talks about them anymore. I hope I got this in 15
Boom.
seconds because I'm so fucking angry.
I agree with some of the things you just said. I don't particularly agree with you saying Fresh Prince not being a good show. That was a good show.
I don't care. No, if it was good, I would like
No,
it.
you do like it. You just never watched it.
No, I didn't because it wasn't good. Like,
No.
it's, this is not a hard thing to understand. You
No.
came up with this
My philosophy
philosophy.
is if I don't, why would I like something bad? So everything I like
Yeah.
is good, not everything I don't like is bad, and I can't not like something I've never done or experienced. That's your thing. You're the one who judges books by their cover. Like the Telltale games, which you never play, and TV shows, which you've
But I
never
have
watched.
watched Fresh Prince, and it was always like the punishment
Have you,
show
though?
because it was not the half hour of stuff I wanted to watch. It was whatever was on before I had cable.
But have you really watched it?
Yeah, I've watched enough episodes to not like it. Anyway, it's not as good as nearly every other show I liked from that generation.
Well, I will give you that anybody paying $3 for Clearly Canadian is clearly an idiot because it's just seltzer water. But
Well, I guess I exaggerated because it's 269 and we bought three bottles
that's
today,
too
so.
damn much. It's too damn much. If you're paying more than a dollar for your seltzer water, you're out of control and you need to be stopped. I don't remember the other things you said, but the Fresh Prince thing, I
LimeWire.
think LimeWire. Well, I don't think anybody liked LimeWire. We remember it, but nobody liked it.
Yeah, but I didn't, we also didn't use it.
Well, I mean,
Because it sucked.
no.
You just torrent stuff the good way, not the shit
Hey,
way.
we used Kazaa. We didn't
Yeah,
use
we weren't
LimeWire.
heathens.
I mean, it's the same exact
Ain't
thing,
good
but
either,
yeah.
so.
See, I don't even remember Dunkaroos.
You remember the kangaroo cookie frosting thing? They also weren't good, so it's fine you don't remember them because the people who like them don't remember what good stuff was.
Wait, is that like those Like the little cheese and cracker things, but cookies instead.
Yeah, and sprinkly frosting, that was
Oh.
disgusting because it was like the most po it was like the fakest frosting you've ever had. Like it was like clearly like some sort of powdered frosting mix reconstituted, so it was not like creamy. It was like the cheese that came in the cheese and crackers, but sweet and white.
Well, I will remind you that to prove a point, I brought a little, I won't say a little, but like a coffee container, like a Folgers coffee container full of just pure white sugar to school. And I just ate it to prove a point. So I guess I could handle Dunkaroos.
Don't remember that. I don't know if we were friends then.
No. Oh. Well, it was a principal move by me, as everything I do is. But yeah, I just carried that thing of sugar around all day and I was just eating it.
I do remember making I don't know, there's lots of names for it, fairy dust or flavor powder or the stuff, which was just people buying the Kool-Aid packets and dumping it straight into white granulated sugar and then putting it in plastic bags or containers of some sort and then just eating it that way. We did that a lot in middle school, grade school. That's
Well, that was a new one to me. That's just eating. That's like, that's not the most efficient way to
No,
eat
but it's
your
a principle
Kool-Aid.
move. Like you gotta flavor your white
I
sugar before
guess.
you send it down your gullet.
Well, don't get me wrong. That is definitely a preferable way than to just eat straight like cane sugar out the bag, but I'm just trying to think of why. Like, do you just lick your finger and stick it in the
Well, yeah,
bag and
if you
then
had
do
your own
that,
little
or
baggie, like then you would do that. But if you were sharing with people, you'd bring it in a Tupperware container and you'd pour it
gross.
into your hand. Like you'd pour it out of the container into your hand, and
Oh.
then you'd eat out of your hand. And then your hand would turn whatever color the Kool-Aid was, because if you've ever touched Kool-Aid at all, you know that it's a
Oh,
terrible
right.
idea and you shouldn't be doing that, especially when it's wet
Yeah.
from your spit. Like people used it to dye their hair, so
Boy, that. Yeah. That's a whole subculture of poor that I never got to
well,
experience.
obviously, bougie me with my not drinking fake soda was
Right.
poor in other areas, which was our candy choices, I
Well,
guess.
I guess I can understand your beverage preferences now that I've seen the way you live with your snack foods.
Peek inside the world. And it's not now. See, now you brought it back up. Now I get to argue about it. I didn't just drink. We didn't just drink name brand soda. I just never. We didn't have, like Christ, dude. Like it was. There was only name brand soda everywhere because we didn't have any places to shop where we lived. You went to Piggly Wiggly or you drove all the way to Oshkosh to Walmart. And at the time, that meant you could only get, what was it, like Sam's Club or Great Dane, and nobody fucking drank that unless you were just drinking the like white soda version, whatever the 7-Up thing is. Like I didn't buy Faygo because it wasn't available anywhere.
Well, Faygo specifically, I vaguely remember when Quick Trip started carrying Faygo because it didn't always have Faygo. It was just kind of a thing. It's like, oh, they have Faygo now. It's like, what's Faygo? I don't know. It's a funny name. It says fag in it. So, yeah, that's all I remember.
I remember going
But.
to Amro Street Station and getting Big Peach. That was the only name, non like big name brand, because that was, what was that, a 7-Up or RC product? Big Peach and Big Orange. Oh, Big Red too, because they had the Big Red cream soda. But they were like 59 cents a bottle instead of 79 cents a bottle because they were not Coke or Pepsi.
You know, Faygo makes red cream soda, and I think it's just the same thing as Big
Well,
Red.
it's not because it's Faygo and it's not Big Red. And
Right. That's like saying that Dr. Thunder isn't Dr. Pepper because
well,
it's
it
not
isn't.
Dr. Pepper. It's the same damn
I
thing.
don't know the ingredients of Dr. Pepper because he's never released his trade secrets to me, but I imagine it's slightly different than Dr. Thunder.
Nope, it's all just Coke with
That's
pepper
not,
in it.
no. Somebody, no, because there's the stupid formula. Some didn't, it was the Main Street restaurant. Wait, it was Coke with, it's Coke with Sprite in it. What is the stupid combination that gets you the Dr. Pepper flavor? It's two sodas mixed together get you something.
Oh. Well, I know bars when they don't have root beer, they'll mix a bunch of stuff together to make some sort of root beer not root beer
Yes.
root beer.
You get all that syrup.
But no, Dr. Pepper is just Coke and pepper.
Black pepper, ground black pepper. That's what you're talking about.
Right,
Not like
yeah.
green bell
Well, yeah,
peppers.
what are the kind of not chili pepper. It's not spicy.
Why this is so funny to me. I mean, I guess anybody who's ever played a board game with me and brought up a food product, like we get to this point eventually, but.
Well, I'm just playing off the Mitch
I
Hedberg
know.
soda rule where
It
Sprite is lemon and
was
lime,
Dr.
so Dr.
Pepper,
Pepper's just got to be cola and pepper. It's actually probably root beer and pepper, if I'm being perfectly honest, because it doesn't have it doesn't have that battery acid flavor of Coke, which is why it's not as good, but everybody likes Dr. Pepper. You know that? There's nobody who's like, Dr. Pepper, ew, no thanks.
I mean, it's not my
It's a
first
crowd
choice, but
pleaser.
it's definitely the top 40%.
Well, it's not one that somebody would say no. Like if I was at somebody's house and like you want a Pepsi, I'd be like, fuck you. But like if it was Dr. Pepper, I'd be like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Yes, please. All right, sorry. Here now, because we're in the twilight zone of this episode where we just do what we want. I spend a lot of time alone in my truck doing my thing at work. So today I was thinking, as I was eating a bag of potato chips and I got down to the last third, if you're outside at a picnic in the grass, like sitting in a lawn chair outside in the grass, perfectly dry grass, perfectly clean grass, if you had a chip in your hand, and it was suboptimal. So we're talking like bottom 30%. So no, it's not a big chip, like smaller than a half dollar. It doesn't have like flavor creases. Like it doesn't have the good flavor, and it doesn't have like it's smaller than average, not perfect, suboptimal chip. And you drop it on the ground in the grass, and it's bottom 40% of the chips in the bag. Do you A, pick up the chip and eat it, knowing that you're outside and the grass is clean, it's not wet, so the chip will be the same state as when you dropped it? Or do you B, smash it in the ground with your foot and then pretend like you didn't drop it? What would you do?
There's one qualifying thing I need to know. If did I was that chip because it's the bottom of the bag, was I pouring it into my mouth or did I physically pick
You
that piece
picked
of
it,
chip
but
up
it was not, it's
and then drop
singular in
it?
itself. Like you grabbed, like you gave it
Right.
like the
Well,
four
I get
finger
it.
pinch. No,
I
you gave it like
grabbed
the
that
four finger
chip.
pinch and got some crumbs
Right.
plus that chip.
Oh, so there was
Yeah, but the
more than
only
just
one
that
that
chip?
you saw
Well,
the
if I
one
had
physical
it.
chip on the ground, probably about the size of a quarter, would you go back
Yeah.
for it?
If it was in my hand and I picked it out of the bag, yes, I eat that chip every time. But if I was just dumping it into my mouth, then no, anything that falls, that's garbage.
You're a man of integrity, and I like you for
Those are my rules. I don't even pick the shit off the floor of my house. That's my dog's chip.
See, I was by myself in the
But if I
truck,
drop
and I
that
was in
chip, it's
that
my
bottom
chip.
third, and I there was it was a good looking chip, but the floor of the truck is a weird place. The floor of a mail truck is a very weird place. Like, you know that you've stepped in dog shit at
Sure.
some point, or somebody who's used that truck has stepped in dog shit, and we're in a pandemic, and it doesn't matter. Like, the chip would have to be really nice looking. Like, it would have to be like a good oval with some wave in it and maybe some color difference where you know it was cooked really nice in the middle. before I would reach down and be like, yeah, I'd eat that chip off of the floor of the mail truck. But then I was thinking, that's how I got to. I wonder what optimum conditions is for a floor chip. And it would be grass, because grass elevates it off the actual dirt. Like, it keeps it up. So you can decide whether you still want it.
See, I operate strict 5 second rule, so I'm gonna eat that chip. Like that, there's no optimal condition. It's how quickly I can get to it. Like, if it's too much work, maybe I'll
I
let
was
it
gonna
go.
say, if like
But
if the lawn chair is really comfortable and you have to give it like two solid man grunts to
yeah.
get to sit forward and pick that chip back up, because it bounced off the arm in a weird place where you can't just reach it from where you're sitting. Now we're jeopardizing all 5 of the seconds to get to it. So.
Well, I mean, my rule in general too is if I have to bend over to do something, it's not worth doing. So you have to pay me for that. So, but if I'm already sitting, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat that chip.
This was good. This really cleared up, because this saves me from having to like type out a whole Facebook status about it, and then argue with a bunch of people whose opinions I don't terribly care for about, chips.
Yeah, they're probably going to be wrong anyway. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's good stuff. We should wrap this episode up. It is running long.
Well, I got the answer I
What do you
wanted.
say?
I've been struggling with this all afternoon, so
A lot of
yeah.
thought put into this.
Just for professional podcasters, everything we do. Obviously, this was all we wrote this all in a script and then read it professionally,
Yep.
and you get the 100% polished product at the end of the episode. So.
Oh, absolutely. Like, our producer is giving us direction notes the whole time, telling us how to enunciate it and what. So all of this, including this, was all pre-written and highly produced and recorded. It's good. It's good stuff. Professional podcasting is hard work, but it's worth it for the
She's looking
end
at me
product.
through the
So
from the booth right now, through the glass. She's giving me the big old thumbs up, because we did good.
yeah.
Yeah.
We nailed it. Thanks, producer. We won't out of as a professional courtesy, we won't give them
I
any
did give
credit
her the
whatsoever.
two finger snap point,
Like by
though.
name.
Bang.
There you
Yeah.
go. I heard it. I heard
Yep.
it, so I know it's
Because
true.
I'm a professional like that.
Professional. All
Right.
right. Let's be done with
Shut it
this because it's
down.
super long.
Good
Shut
night.
it down. Last episode
Went on
ever.
a
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.